Blog Talk Radio.
As far as Israel go and as far as the Most High, how he looked at the stranger and the sojourner.
But with that being said, I want to greet everybody in the master's name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, whether you're in North America, whether you're in South America, whether you are on the African continent, whether you're in the Middle East, the Far East, the European theater, the communist bloc countries that we are in, we greet you in the only name whereby men must be saved, the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. We're going to do our statement of faith, and then we are going to go ahead and jump into this precept. And let me bring up our statement of faith on this evening. Okay. Our statement of faith. May have the ladies to cover their head. Men, uncover your head wherever you're at. Let us turn toward the east, toward Jerusalem, holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. I believe that all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I am a new covenant child of Yah according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I am of the royal priesthood according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I'm a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and to keep his commandments according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give our Elohim a hand clap of praise on this evening. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. We just magnify you, Father. We glorify you and today. We lift thee up. Hallelujah. For you are holy and you are Hallelujah. Magnificent. You are wonderful and you are marvelous. Hallelujah. Yes, you are beyond description, Father, and we just bow down and glorify you. There are no words to describe you, Father. No words that are worthy enough. Father, hallelujah. But with the best that we can do, Father, we give you glory, honor, and praise on today. And we honor you, hallelujah. We keep your Shabbat. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. We just glorify you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Heavenly Father, we for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. We thank you for life and health and strength today. We thank you for the opportunity to once again come together and to break bread and to observe your Shabbat, a day of rest that you have ordained that your people should keep perpetually throughout all time. Father, we ask that you will forgive us our sins as we forgive those that have sinned against us. We ask that you lead us not into temptation, but that you deliver us from evil. We ask that you hold not the iniquity of our forefathers against us, for they are all gone by the way of the grave, and we are still yet here, seeking to keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments in spirit and in truth. Father, you have said that your people Israel have done wickedly, and that we have walked contrary to you, and that you have walked contrary to us. You said, but if we would but turn from our wicked ways and repent from our sins and not complain about the punishment that you have placed upon us by scattering us throughout all the nations of the world, that you would once again turn your eyes and your ears toward your people Israel. So, Father, we acknowledge that we have walked contrary to you and you have walked contrary to us. Father, we are repenting from our sins and turning from our wicked ways. And we won't complain about the punishment that you placed upon us by scattering us throughout all the nations of the world. But this will be our testimony. This is what happens to you when you disobey the Most High Elohim. Father, we pray for the seed of Israel that is asleep, that you might wake them and give them an unction to come and keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments. We pray for the seed of Israel that is awake, that you might give us a meek and a humble spirit, a spirit of love, for you are love. Seed of Abraham, all that you should call a Messiah, that they will hear your voice, come and obey, and keep your commandments. Now, Father, as we go to work in the kingdom on this evening, we ask that you would smile upon this work, that you would give us favor in all that we do. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, I pray. Amen and amen. All right. Our scriptural reading. Let us go to 1 Kings, the book of 1 Kings, chapter 8. 1 Kings, chapter 8. And we will start in verse 46. And I will personalize this. So if you're reading along, I am not adding to or taking away from the scriptures. I'm just personalizing the scriptures to us, Israel. If they sin against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry. If we sin against thee, for there is no man that sins not, and thou be angry with us, and deliver us to the enemy, so that they carry us away captive unto the land of the enemy, far or near. Yet if we shall bethink ourselves in the land whether we were carried captive, and repent and make supplication unto thee in the land of them that carried us captive, saying, we have sinned, we have done perversely, we have committed wickedness, and so return unto thee with all our heart and with all our soul in the land of our enemy, which led us away captive, and pray unto thee toward our land, which thou gavest unto our fathers, and the city which, and the house which Solomon has built for thy name. Then hear thou our prayer and our supplication in heaven thy dwelling place, and maintain our cause. And give us thy people that have sinned against thee, and forgive us thy people that have sinned against thee, and all our transgressions wherein we have transgressed against thee, and give us compassion before them who carried us away captive, that they may have compassion on us. For we be thy people and thine inheritance, which thou brought us forth out of Egypt from the midst of the furnace of iron, that thine eyes may be opened unto the supplication of thy servant and unto the supplication of thy people Israel, to hearken unto us and all that we call for unto thee. For thou didst separate us from among all the people of the earth to be thine inheritance, as thou spakest by the hand of Moses thy servant, when thou broughtest our fathers out of Egypt, O Yah, Elohim. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. The book of Exodus, chapter 19. The book of Exodus, chapter 19, verses 5 and 6. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. And now, Israel, what does Yah thy Elohim require of thee? But to fear Yah thy Elohim, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve Yah thy Elohim with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of Yah and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 26 through 28. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 26 through 28. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse, and if you obey the commandments of Yah your Elohim, which I command you this day, and a curse if you will not obey the commandments of Yah your Elohim, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day, to go after other Elohim which you have not known. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 1. Deuteronomy chapter 12 and verse 1. These are the statutes and the judgments which you shall observe to do in the land which Yah, Elohim of thy fathers, giveth thee to possess it all the days that you live upon the earth. The book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 1 through 6. Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 6. And Elohim spake these words, saying, I am Yah, thy Elohim, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other Elohim before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, Yah, thy Elohim, am a jealous Elohim, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 17. Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 17. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. In John chapter 1, John chapter 14, verse 15. The book of John, chapter 14 and verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. May the Most High add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and more so the doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen and amen. The sounding of the shofar.
Righteousness, how excellent is thy name in all the earth.
Y'all reveal yourself to me. Show me the way I'm supposed to be. Yeah, you are my shield, my glory. It's around my head, yeah, you sustain me. Yeah, reveal yourself to me. Show me the way I'm supposed to be. Yeah, you are my shield, my glory. It's around my head, yeah, you sustain me.
You are my refuge in my times of trouble. You are the King, there's no other beside you. You are my Redeemer from the ones I was sold to. And I am so grateful that we're the apple of your eye. And you are my rock, you are my fortress, you are my strength, and you are my deliverer. So how long shall we bear this oppression? I call on your name right now.
Yeah, reveal yourself.
Reveal yourself to me.
Show me the way I'm supposed to
supposed
be.
To
yeah,
be. Yeah, reveal yourself to me. Please reveal yourself to me. Reveal yourself to me. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, reveal yourself to me. Yeah, reveal yourself. To me.
Show me the way I'm supposed to be.
Yeah, you are my shield,
my glory.
It's around my head.
Yeah, you sustain me.
Yeah,
heal
yourself
to me.
Show me the way I'm supposed to be.
Yeah, you are my
shield,
my glory.
My glory.
Yeah, you
right. Amen. Let's go ahead and review our foundations of discipleship. We are to be becoming disciples of Messiah, and we want to know what his requirements are. We're not going to read all the verses. We're just going to go over the fundamentals. First fundamental to being a good disciple is to seek ye first the kingdom of Elohim and his righteousness, that all these other things shall be added unto us. So first we have to seek his kingdom and his righteousness. Second, the kingdom must be the most valuable thing in our life, must be the most important thing. Number three, you must seek the kingdom with your whole heart, meaning the most I don't want you to come halfway. We want you to come with your whole heart. Number four, you cannot love anyone, even yourself, more than you love the Most High or Messiah. You must love him with your whole heart, above even yourself. Number five, you must consider the cost. What is it going to cost you to give your all? Because this is what he's requiring, our all. So he says we are to consider the cost so that we know that what we have to give. And number six, you must be willing to give up everything to follow Messiah, to give your all. If we cannot do these things, he says, we cannot be his disciple. We cannot be his disciple. But we have to be willing to do these things. Our precept on this evening, the stranger and the sojourner. Let's go to our reference verse for this, and then we will come back and we will get into all the scriptures concerning this. Leviticus chapter 25 and verse 23, and we're going to spend a lot of time in Leviticus chapter 25, but we'll come back to it. Leviticus chapter 25 and verse 23. The land shall not be sold forever, for the land is mine, for you are strangers and sojourners with me. The Most High was saying this to Israel. May the Most High have blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word in Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name. Amen and amen. The land is mine, says God, and you are strangers with me. So we want to make sure that we are doing the right thing. Maybe it's me. I think I turned down mine. All right. Can I be heard now? Testing 1, 2, 3. Forgot I turned down my volume in the room.
Yes, you can.
All right, thank you. All right, so we are in Leviticus chapter 25, and our reference verse was Leviticus chapter 25 and verse 23. The land shall not be sold forever, for the land is mine, for you are strangers and a sojourner with me. We got to understand that as long as we do right, as long as our forefathers did right, then they were still just what? Strangers and sojourners, and never did belong to the people. The Most High says, I'm creating a priesthood, and I want you to come and clean up my land, that my land might be holy, that my land might be clean. And so we were considered strangers and sojourners with him in his land. Okay, and now he's going to gather us in the last days back to himself into his land. And we will once again be strangers and sojourners in his land. As long as we do right, we are entitled to be in the land. But as soon as we mess up, then he kicks us out of his land. He wants his people, he wants everything in his land to be holy and clean. Let's go to Genesis chapter 23, the book of Genesis chapter 23. And let's look at Abraham, the book of Genesis chapter 23. because the Most High is consistent all the way through his word. Okay. And in Genesis chapter 23, we're going to get verses 1 through 4. And Sarah was 107 and 20 years old, 127 years old. These were the years of the life of Sarah. And Sarah died at Kiriat Arba, the same as Hebron in the land of Canaan. And Abraham came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. And Abraham stood up before his dead and spake unto the sons of Heth, saying, I am a stranger and a stranger in the land. Because the land that he's in, that he's burying Sarah in, the Most High has already promised it to him and to his seed forever. And so he says, I'm a stranger and a sojourner with you. We got to understand that we also will be sojourners and strangers in the land. Verse 5, and the children of Heth answered Abraham, saying, hear us, my lord, thou art a mighty prince among us. In the choice of our sepulchres bury thy dead. None of us shall withhold from thee his sepulchre, but that thou mayest bury thy dead. Now they considered Abraham a what? A prince. Royalty among them. You are royalty in your own land. But Abraham says, I am a slave or a bond servant. Okay? So when we're reading the scriptures and we see the stranger or we see the sojourner, or when we were told that our time in Egypt, our sojourning there was 430 years. That's how I know that, another reason why I know that we weren't in bondage the whole time, and the Most High didn't really see us as slaves in Egypt. Okay, we were afflicted in Egypt. Okay, but we were not slaves. You have to ask yourself, number one, Moses was free, but how did Aaron just walk out of Egypt? Just got up and walked out. And the reason that our people were afflicted over another with rigor. And as and if a sojourner or a stranger wax rich by thee among you, and thy brother that dwelleth by him wax poor, and sell himself unto the stranger or sojourner by thee, or to the stock of the stranger's family, after that he is sold, he may be redeemed again. One of his brethren may redeem him. Either his uncle or his uncle's son may redeem him, or any that is nigh kin unto him of his family may redeem him. Or if he be able, he may redeem himself. And he shall reckon with him that bought him from the year that he was sold to him unto the year of Jubilee. So that reckoning means He's got to negotiate the price he's going to pay for how many years of service he has to do, or that are left, in other words. Okay, and the price of his sale shall be according unto the number of years, according to the time of a hired servant shall it be with him. And if there be yet many years behind, according unto them, they were to come out. Okay, and if he be not redeemed in these years, then he shall go out in the year of Jubilee, both he and his children with him. For unto me the children of Israel, are servants. They are my servants, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt. I am Yah, your Elohim. So when we were in our own land, we could be sold into slavery, right? But we weren't to be treated as so we're sold into servitude, but we weren't to be treated as bond servants among each other. The sojourner and the stranger among us. If we bought them, if they got sold into slavery, then they were considered lifetime possessions. Now you may wonder, why the world, when it comes to our slavery, You may find we are his servants. He chose us as a people. So when he sends us into captivity in a land, then they had a certain standard in a certain way they were supposed to also treat us. And especially if they say that they belong to him, they had to understand there's a certain way that you treat the possession of the Most High. Let us go to Exodus chapter 12. Living in the land that got left in the land, because let's talk about this for a second. When the Most High sent Joshua into the land and the children of Israel, he said to kill everything, destroy all these people. But then Israel was disobedient. So then the Most High says, then I'm not going to utterly destroy everybody out of the land before you. I'm going to leave some as a test now. If y'all want to be disobedient, I'm going to leave some as a test to see if you will obey my voice. Okay. Exodus chapter 12. And we're going to get verses 43 through 49. The book of Exodus chapter 12. Everybody to Passover. No, this Passover is a commitment to the Most High. And it means that you have agreed to keep his statutes, his laws, and his commandments. And no stranger can eat thereof. They can't take part in it. Okay? That's different than taking part in Messiah, who has become not only our Passover as well, but as for the world. But the Passover, the celebration of his delivering us out of Egypt and us taking his covenant as his people, as his priesthood, no stranger can eat of that. A stranger means that they have not chosen to become one with Israel. They have not chosen to keep the statutes, laws, and commandments of the Most High. And even if they are in Messiah, a lot of them still don't want to be part of Israel. They want to take Israel's place, but they don't want to be part of Israel. Not with the people. Oh, well, no, we'll replace you. Okay? But that's not a true thing in the scriptures. The Most High still has a remnant of Israel that he's born in. Now he's a citizen. He shall be as one that is born in the land. He's a citizen of Israel at this point. And depending upon, depending upon where he's sojourning at, then he would get a possession in the land. And when the Messiah comes back, again, this will be implemented. All of the Gentiles who want to be part of Israel, want to be part of Israel, want to come close, they want to keep the Passover, they're going to have to be circumcised. They don't have to be circumcised for salvation. And that they profane not my holy name in those things which they hallow unto me. I am Yah. Now the holy things of Israel were their tithes and their offerings, their peace offerings, their heave offerings, their tithes. These things were the holy things. So the men of the Most High, the priesthood, can't just do anything and everything that they want to do, even though it's their money. Even though the Most High gave it to the priesthood for their service, he just told them, tell your sons, Aaron, you're the head priest. You're the high priest. Tell your sons that they separate themselves from the holy things of the children of Israel, and that they profane not my holy name in those things. Don't take my holy, the holy things of Israel and go gambling with it. Don't take it and go get a vote. So when, you know, we got the men of the Most High these days taking tithes and offerings from people and doing whatever they want to do with it, not hallowing those things, and the Most High says they were to be cut off. from the people. They were to be cut off. What man soever of the seed of Aaron is a leper, or has a running issue, he shall not eat of the holy things until he be clean. And who can be? We were talking about cleanliness on the other night. The things about being clean and unclean. If a priest was leper or has a running issue, he shall not eat of the holy things until he is clean. And whoso touches anything that is unclean by the dead, or a man whose seed goes from him, or whosoever touches any creeping thing whereby he may be made unclean, or a man of whom he may take uncleanness, whosoever uncleanness he has, that soul which has touched any such shall be unclean until evening, and shall not eat of the holy thing, unless he wash his flesh with water. And when the sun is down, he shall be clean, and shall afterwards eat of the holy thing, because it is his food. Now this is all he had to eat. So while he was unclean, he can take part of the holy thing. Thing that was born of beef. But they could give it to the stranger. Okay? They shall therefore keep my ordinance, lest they bear sin for it, and die. That's what cut off meant, to die. Therefore, if they profane it, I do sanctify them. So, this is how the Most High looked at it for Israel. You are a male or a female. If you were unclean, if you were a priest or not a priest, if you were unclean, you could not take part in his holy thing. And so, you know, when we did clean and unclean the other day, as part of the newcomer's class, then now we're looking at the priesthood in this thing. Okay? And to profane it, a sojourner of the priest or a hired servant shall not eat of the holy thing. A visitor of the priest. Somebody working at the temple, at the priest's house. Somebody comes and visits you. Somebody's doing some work in your house and you are having a holy celebration. Passover. Or anything that is holy unto the Most High, you couldn't just offer them to come and sit and take part in it. And the church is good for this. Marry somebody of another nation, even though she was a priest's daughter, she just disqualified herself. She now did not belong to that other family now. The family of her husband, not her family that she was born into. And that's another thing that a lot of us don't seem to understand. You know, it says, therefore shall a man leave his mother and father, and he shall be one with his wife. But his wife actually was joining his family, not he, her family. She became part of his family. If the priest's daughter also be married unto a stranger, she may not eat of the offering of the holy things, because she's no longer part of that priest's family. She's part of her husband's family. Now her husband is a stranger. And when it says stranger here, let's qualify this. And if any man eat of the holy thing unwittingly, unknowingly, he shall put a fifth part thereof unto it, and shall give it unto the priest with the holy thing. Now they had to pay a price, it was a penalty. If you ate something of the holy thing that was, and you did it ignorantly, unwittingly, unknowingly, and they shall not profane the holy things of the children of Israel, which they offer unto Yah, or suffer them to bear the iniquity of trespass when they eat of the holy things. For I, Yah, do sanctify them. Let's keep going. And Yah spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children. Cain didn't want to offer the Most High his best. He wanted to offer him, you know, what he could off the ground. And whosoever offers a sacrifice of peace offering unto Yah to accomplish his vow, or a free will offering in the bevies of the sheep, it shall be perfect to be accepted. There shall be no blemish therein. Blind or broken or maimed or having wind or scurvy or scab, you shall not offer these unto Yah, nor make an offering by fire of them upon the altar of Yah. Don't bring me something that's diseased or broken, blemished in it, nor gather grapes in it of thy own vinepress. For it is the Jubilee. It shall be holy unto you. You shall eat the increase thereof out of the field. Okay, so you don't sow, and I said something wrong earlier. So let me correct that now. In the seventh year, you don't sow the field, but whatever grows, you can harvest it. And I said you couldn't, but you could. And in the Jubilee, you can harvest it, but you couldn't sow the field. And if thou sell out unto thy neighbor, or buyest out of thy neighbor's land, you shall not oppress one another, according to the number of years after the Jubilee, shall buy thy neighbor, and according unto the number of years of the fruit, he shall sell unto thee. According to the multitude of years, thou shalt increase the price thereof, and according to the fewness of the years, thou shalt diminish the price of it. Jubilee. So you had to always look at this. The fewness of years, thou shalt diminish the price of it. So it's just prorated. And so we were not to oppress one another with trying to say, oh, Brother Miles, I'm going to rent you the land. You can rent it. And the price is, I'm going to use a simple number, $50 for 50 years, $1 a year. And then it comes down that, well, I don't get the land, and I find another piece of property, but you own that property. So I say, well, how much for this one? And it's 3 years of the Jubilee. You said, well, that's $50 too. You were really only supposed to charge me $1 a year if that's what the price was. And so $3. But you want to charge me $50.
Goodbye.
vibration. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, 'cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, 'cause I'm just a man. You always said teach me the way, I pray that I never fall away. Yahoo, I live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worth a perfect, and his kingdom will reign forever. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, 'cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, 'cause I'm just a man. You always said teach me the way, I pray that I never fall away. Yahoo,
Denise.